going to start it today, and it's going to go through next Sunday. The title of the series is this: Recovery Through Self-Care. This is intentional. This is a kind of a teaching message. I'm going to share my heart. But I want to talk about recovery through self-care. You know, the last 13 days of our missions trip to the fairgrounds has been game on. And you know, I'm a bit tired. Maybe you are too. Or maybe your summer has been pretty demanding. I know some people that have been on the move the whole summer. It's like, I don't know how they do it. And you're here today, or you're listening online, and I bet you're tired. You know, God has seasons of life, and sometimes we go through things that we just have to have a huge output over an extended period of time. The tent is one of those times. 13 days, it's been steady, hugely rewarding, but it's been tiring. For others, as I mentioned, you may have had just an incredibly difficult summer, or with family and friends, you're doing all kinds of things, and you're here today, and you need to somehow figure out how to refuel. So if that's you in any way, I'm glad you're here. If you're rested and you feel good about life, and you know, you came to church and you just feel totally rested, just come and encourage the rest of us, will you? So here's what I want to do. I want to talk about some simple concepts of how we need to take care of ourselves maybe the next couple weeks to catch our breath. Now, in the book of Matthew, from the Message, let's read this together. It's in your notes, the words of Jesus. Let's read it. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I love this invitation of Jesus. He says, come to him, and he will give us a real rest. He will help us to experience something where we get refueled and replenished. And today I just want to talk about that. How do we do that? And the big idea of the message, it's in your notes. Through this thing called self-care, it's when we take action to preserve or improve your own health. You may be here today and you're in charge of you. And in the next couple weeks, there are actions that you need to take to build some replenishment into your life. And we do it through our faith and through the instruction and the principles of Scripture. And Jesus says, I will give you a real rest. Now, in John 10:10, Jesus says, I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. Circle the word full. Say the word full with me. Full. Full. He wants us to have something on the inside where we feel full. But here's what happens. We often run hard and arrive at a place called empty. We're just tired people. We live in a hectic society. It's fast-paced. There's events, responsibilities, and we just become empty on the inside. So I've got a couple of pictures. Let me have Kevin put the first one up. All right, it's a gas gauge. This tank is almost full. Now, I got a question. How many here are on the full side? Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you're here. All right, next picture. Next picture, Kevin. Okay. How many are closer to empty? All right. All right. Now, go with the next one, Kevin. Here's what I want you to do. Here's your gas gauge. It's your life. Question, it's in your notes. How emotionally full are you? 1 is low, 10 is high. 10 is like, I'm tanked up, I'm doing well. 1 is saying, I'm really thin. I've got a little margin, that's a bit. I want you to evaluate where you're at. Put a number in there. Or in your head, say, you know, I'm here. Earlier in the week, I was a 6, I'm down to a 5. All right, I'm somewhere in the middle. Emotionally, I feel great. I'm tired physically. But find yourself on your gauge, all right? Write a number in. Now, I was reading a book called Soul Care, and this lady says people have different gas fueling styles. I thought this was good. Letter A in your notes. Some people fill up at the quarter tank mark. Now, let's just ask the question. How many fill their car up when you get like you're at a quarter tank, you're going to go to the gas station before you do anything else? Anybody? We got somebody out there? The second kind of people fill up at when it gets close to empty. How many of those people are here? You know, the lady in this book says, you know, she kind of said there's a sick mentality out there, people, that drive and drive and drive until they get real close to empty, and then they go fill it up. I love to do that. I love to see how many miles you can get out of a tank. I know it's kind of sick. It's kind of foolish. But like when you can say, oh, I got 500 miles out of that tank, I don't know, it's like a victory. But you get nervous of whether you're going to run out of gas. Okay. So some people fill up when they are half or quarter tank. Others wait till they're empty. What do you do with yourself, your body, your emotions? Do you take time when you're like half full to replenish a little more? Or do you wait till it gets all the way down to empty and you say, you know what, I better pay attention? Everybody's got a different gas fueling style. And so what I want to do today is something real simple. I want to talk to you about three examples of people or situation who had to recover. And as we journey through these three examples, I want you to find yourself and say, that's me. And I have a remedy for each of these examples of what they did to refuel, to fill their tank up. And so in all seriousness, church family, this week and next, the next couple weeks, take care of yourself. I know there's many people here that you got to catch your breath. And I want to give you permission to do that. Just, you got to have a mindset to say, I need a little self-care here. So three examples. Number one, Elijah was exhausted. Example number one. Here's the backstory. 1 Kings 18. He's taking on 450 prophets of Baal. You know the story. They built an altar. Elijah built an altar. And Elijah says, you call on the God of Baal, I will call on the living God. And whichever God answers by fire, he's God. So 450 prophets called on Baal that the sacrifice of the bull would be consumed and nothing happened. Elijah has an altar as well. And you know what he does? He says, okay, I want you to put 12 stones around it, representing the 12 stones of the 12 tribes of Israel. I want you to pour water in the trench. 3 times he told him to do that. Soak that sacrifice. And then he called on the living God, and fire came down and literally consumed the sacrifice. God, the living God, just came through. Now here's what happened. This big showdown happened, and he was exhausted. Jezebel, the wife of King Ahab, was furious at what happened to her prophets. And so she sends message to Elijah and says, hey, by this time tomorrow, your life is going to be like one of those prophets. Elijah ran. He was afraid. Can you imagine just a few verses earlier, he's God's guy, and he takes on 450 opposing prophets. He wins. The victory has been displayed, and now he's running for his life. You know why he ran? He was exhausted. Now, let me stop here. When you and I are tired, it's hard to deal with life. When we are strong and we feel good about life, you know, we flow with it. We bounce with it. But if you and I get exhausted, I tell you, life is hard. The smallest thing can trip us up. That's what happened to Elijah. Let's read these verses. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then laid down again. So he's exhausted. He's on the run, and he's empty on the inside. I think you might be able to identify with Elijah today. And God sends an angel to help this guy. And the angel touches him and he says, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then he lay down again. Let me say very simply what the remedy is if you're exhausted. It's real simple. Here it is. Eat, hydrate, and rest or sleep. Real simple. If you're here today and you are on empty, self-care is taking action to preserve or improve your health. Three simple things. Listen, eat properly. Try to avoid the processed foods, the sugar, and, you know, try and eat healthy. Hydrate. You know, I read where the brain is 85% water. And mental functioning is closely tied to acuity when it comes to having adequate water replenishment. And if we get in a situation where we get dehydrated or we're feeling sluggish, a lot of times we're not eating good or we're not hydrating enough. This past week was a great example. I mean, people got really zapped because of the heat. It was really hot. You may be dehydrated this morning. Water replenishes the brain and the body, and it cleanses. And lastly, sleep. Here's a question. How is your sleep factor of recent? And if you answer that and say, you know, it's not very good, let me tell you, self-care is being intentional to preserve or improve your own health. And so Elijah, those three elements showed up in his recovery plan. So point number one, if you're exhausted, hey, what's your diet look like? Are you drinking enough water? It's interesting. It says there was a jar of water there. He didn't say Coke or Sprite or Frappy or Slushy, although they're good. There was water there. Water is like a miraculous nutrient that just flows through us. All right. And then lastly, he rested or he slept. Let's take charge the next couple weeks. Eat, hydrate, and rest. Number two, Moses was overextended. Let's read together Exodus 17. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Joshua is leading the battle on the battlefield. Moses is above and he's watching it take place. And whenever he lifted his hands, it's like there was a blessing of victory upon the enemy. When he drooped, the enemy started to surge. But he got tired. And it went on for hours. So these two guys, Aaron and Hur, held up his hands. They gave him a stone to sit on, but they held up his hands. And as long as the hands were up, the victory continued on. Now here's the point. Moses needed some help. He was overextended. There are times in life where we have to walk through that overextended season. But let me tell you, here's the secret. It goes two ways. Number one, you need other people to help you hold up your hands. There are times in life where we need other people to help us. That's what a family does. Here's the other side. Listen, whose hands are you helping to hold up? There's people all around who need the support. Either we need it ourselves at times, I need it at times, or we help other people's hands to be held up. And so the remedy is you find other people, just find others to help. And so I got a picture. I'll have Kevin put it up. This is of... there it is, Moses and then Aaron and Hur on both sides, and they're just helping to hold up his hands. He's sitting on the rock. If you're here today and you feel overextended, be willing to allow other people to help you. The other way, maybe you and I need to hold up somebody else's hands. It goes both ways. All right. So number one, Elijah. Example number two is Moses. And finally, number three, the disciples were very busy. Busyness. How many here have been busy this past summer? How many have been busy this past week? All right, it's good to see the hands go up. Busyness drains us. Let's read together Mark 6, 31 to 32. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. I love this story. You know why? The disciples, the apostles, gathered around Jesus and reported all that's going well. It's an amazing season of life when you're doing life with other people and it's just going well. You love what you do with the other person. But here's what happens. They got so busy they didn't have time to eat. Now, let me ask a question. How many here this past week were so busy you didn't get all the meals in? How many skipped a few? You jumped them, all right? Or you pushed them off? It happens. It's busyness that can consume us. Now, here's what Jesus said. Put up the remedy, Kevin. The remedy is to spend time with Jesus to find spiritual rest. Notice with me, Jesus said to the apostles, the disciples, Come with me by yourselves. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Now, here's the kind of rest he was talking about. A spiritual rest on the inside. Not only do we need physical rest, but we need a spiritual rest that we anchor to God and we somehow can be refueled. When we are busy, you know what we do? We rush past opportunities of spiritual rest. You know why? We're too busy. We have things to do. We have to get to the pancake tent. We have to go see this person or that person. And we zoom past the place where we can find rest in the presence of Jesus when we take time in quietness just to spend it before him. Now, here's a quote. Spending time with God puts everything else in perspective. Let me soak that in. If you're in a place in life where it's been fast-paced and you've been busy, you know what you and I need? It's called perspective. Perspective. It means drawing back intentionally. That's what self-care is. We become active to preserve or improve our own health. This week, deliberately, intentionally, find a place where you can park yourself in God's presence, in the presence of Jesus, to find spiritual rest. This sense of recalibrating to get perspective. You know what I found? If I get going too fast for too long, I just kind of get out of sync. And I lose my perspective in life. If you're here and you're feeling that, you know what you're lacking? You're lacking the inner calibration of your heart in relation to God so that you can feel good about life again. It's called perspective. It's allowing his presence to just settle us down. Here's another quote. When was the last time that you truly rested in God's presence? I want you to ask yourself that question. Was it this week? Was it 2 weeks ago? Maybe a month? When you and I have the rhythm of literally taking care of ourselves, part of it is when we spend time in the presence of God alone with nobody else around. It's quiet. He recalibrates us and we get perspective in life. And when we do that, the gas tank needle begins to be replenished and refueled. So, recovery through self-care. If you're an Elijah today and you're exhausted, it's a simple remedy that you're in charge of. You know, there's times where we do need to go to doctors, but a lot of times it's just stuff that we take ownership of and say, I need to eat good, smart. I need to hydrate, especially it's so hot out. I need to get good rest and sleep. And you know what? You in a couple of days will feel great about your life because you've applied the remedy. Number two, Moses, he was overextended. He was working a little hard, but he got some support. Either people need to come along and support you, or maybe there's somebody's hands and arms you can lift up to give them some relief. And finally, number three, busyness drains us, drains it right out of us. Busyness is when we say, wait a minute, I need to intentionally spend time in the presence of Jesus in quietness, apart from anybody else. Go there by yourself. It's called the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you know what happens when you get there? Your tank gets refueled. It's a privilege and an invitation that Jesus extends to each of us. All right. I have one last slide. And I'm going to land the plane on this one. Here it is. Self-care means giving yourself permission to pause. I want you to know, as pastor, this has been a hard 13 days. It's been awesome. I've thoroughly enjoyed the time. Most of it. Did I say that? Yeah. I want to give you permission to pause the next couple weeks. Take care of yourself. Do what you got to do. Now, here's the other part. Listen closely. You need to give yourself that permission. You need to give yourself the permission to somehow replenish and refuel your tank. Jesus said, I've come that they might have it, life, and have it to the full. So I don't know where your needle's at, how you're feeling about yourself. This is a simple message. It's kind of a teaching thing. But listen, self-care is where you take action to either preserve or improve your own health. And when you do that, you refuel your tank, the needle goes up, and you're ready for the next assignment. So give yourself permission the next couple weeks. This is the end of the summer. We're going to be rolling into fall. September's around the corner. Care for yourself. And in so doing, God will replenish you, and you'll be ready for the next assignment. Let's bow in prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I want you to make a decision before God. Say, God, this is what I need to do the next 2 weeks. I need to take care of myself. Let him show you what that means. What do you need to do in the way of eating, hydrating, sleeping, finding others to help you or you help others, or just the times of spiritual rest in his presence? Maybe it's intentionally saying, I'm going to do that regularly so that you can be refueled. Just take a few moments right now. Figure out your own plan. Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful group of people and those listening online. Thank you for the last 13 days. And we've been on mission. We've been sent. We've been living a life for you, for the kingdom, and we have just thoroughly enjoyed it. We thank you for that privilege. But I pray for this group of people that you'll help us this week and next to put on pause, whatever we need to put on pause, so that we can catch our breath, we can renew our strength, we can be refueled, we can be recharged. Lord, I just pray that you'll provide the map, the plan, for every person here of what they need to do to care for themselves. We want to be a healthy people, a people that are ready for the next assignment when it comes. But for the next couple weeks, Lord, help us to have the courage to just put on pause whatever we need to do to care for ourselves. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.